Blog Talk Radio. Talk Radio's A Date with Destiny for Monday, January the 28th, 2013. I'm your host, Lisa M. Saunders, coming to you from Baltimore, Maryland, as I will be doing every Monday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This broadcast is being sponsored by Masterminds LLC, inspiring and empowering people to achieve their destiny, and Making It Happen Incorporated, transforming your dreams into reality. We have another very special show for you this evening, and I'm pleased once again to have co-hosting with me the one and only Miss Teresa Hamilton, who is the CEO and founder of Making It Happen Incorporated, transforming your dreams into reality. So, Miss Teresa Hamilton, how are you today?
Oh, Lisa, I'm doing very, very well. It's a cold winter day in Baltimore, but it just feels good to see the sun shining and the snow out on the lawn, so I'm just very excited.
Yeah, we're kind of blessed to be able to see some snow and experience, you know, the changing of the season. So, you know, I do count us as fortunate in that. And we want to welcome everyone into the new year. And what a year it will be. We are anticipating reaping a great harvest this year, a great harvest. And we are speaking that into existence for ourselves and for all of you. So tonight's topic, I'm very excited, tonight's topic is going to be Lean Into It. Lean Into It. And for those of you tuning in via the computer, please click on the follow button on the left-hand side of the title so that you can receive updates on some of our upcoming broadcasts. And we, of course, again, are available as a podcast, and it's free. So go to your iTunes store, click on podcast, and type in A Date with Destiny. You will also receive future episodes as well as being able to take us with you wherever you go. You can also send me a message through this site if you would like to become a sponsor or to get more exposure for your literary work or business. You can send a message through my Facebook page, facebook.com/DateWithDestiny101, or you can leave a message via my website, info@yourdestinyawaits.net. And you can also follow me on Twitter at Lyse101. I'm starting to build my following on Twitter, so people follow me. Go to Twitter at Lyse101. So, Teresa, we have hit another milestone. We have, and I'm so excited, we have now reached, are you ready for this?
Yes,
we have
ready.
Now reached over 25,000 listens,
wow,
okay?
Wow, that's
so awesome. Let's give it a little applause. 25,000 listens. I'm so excited about that.
And, wow, that is awesome.
Yeah, that's great. And this is a great time for anyone who needs more exposure for their business to advertise with us because, you know, our audience has grown and is continuing to grow. So at this rate, we will be at 30,000 in a few months. And this is what happens. This is what happens when you keep moving forward. So in send us an email at info@yourdestinyawaits.net, and we will send you out our media kit. You will find that the rates are very affordable. But if anyone, you know, in business, you know that marketing your business is very, very important. So just give us a call or send us an email.
And Lisa, before you get started, I know I just want to congratulate you for doing an outstanding job with the show. I think that when I think of shows that I listen to on a daily basis, for me, nothing comes close to the positive, forward-moving motion of this show. And for those of you in our listening audience, to put a show like this on requires a lot of due diligence, which you seem to do in an effortless manner, because I really and truly believe it's a God-given talent and gift that you have. So I just want to take this moment to say woohoo and congratulations to you, because 25,000, it would take a number of radio shows a long time to reach that number. So you should feel very, very proud of yourself.
Well, I do, and I'm proud of you, and I want to thank you as well for hanging in there with me. And, you know, we're very excited to sharing this with our listening audience. We're very excited because we have a lot of great things coming down the pike for this year. And one of them, which is next week, that it's a show that you really won't want to miss, we are kicking off our health and wellness segment, which we will be doing on the first Monday of every month this year. I decided that we cater to two of the three very necessary components of life. We cater to mind and spirit, and now it's time to add that very important third component, which is body. So to help us kick off our lifestyle-changing health and wellness segment is my PT, personal trainer, Mr. Emmett Burns, Jr., who is the owner of Body by M, E-M. And you can check him out on Facebook by going to Body by M, E-M. I decided it's time for me to kick it up a notch with my own health and wellness and have made the conscious decision to make a lifestyle change. So this way I can keep you abreast of my progress and encourage you to change gears if you're not already being active in some form of exercise and nutrition. You know, so I got to keep it going. You know, I got to walk my talk. You know what I mean? So therefore, I'll be able to share that with everyone, and maybe, you know, we can start our own little movement, because, you know, we're not getting any younger. As a matter of fact, I just celebrated, thank you, God, another birthday a couple of days ago. And, you know, it's important as we continue to get older to take care of ourselves, going to the doctors regularly, making sure that, you know, all of our numbers are down as far as cholesterol and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, next week is going to be a very exciting show. And before we get into the business side of things, I just want to say, I have to say this, since we're both from Baltimore, Maryland, go Ravens. Congratulations for making it to the Super Bowl. That's very exciting for Baltimore. So we're looking forward to the game next week. And so before we even get into the topic, which we are going to do very, very shortly, I promise you, Teresa, I just wanted you to talk a minute about some of the things that we have going on with Making It Happen, and also the business opportunities we have going forward this year that we're excited about with our nonprofit, Life Giving Word. And for those people out there who are looking for to make some extra money to supplement, we've got a great opportunity for you to do that. So I'll let you go ahead and tell us a little bit about that.
Well, let me start with Making It Happen. Making It Happen, we've been incorporated since 2007, but we've been around since 2004. And essentially the organization is charged with helping people to be all that they can be or reach their potential or their purpose and goals in life. And so we've been very successful at doing that. We are based primarily in Maryland, but it will grow to an international organization. And so I would challenge people, especially those in the Baltimore area, to come out. We only meet once a month, and we only meet for 3 hours during that time. But it is a time that you can really focus on what you need to be doing to live a more fulfilling life. We have a charge of $25, but that's it. And we have, throughout the organization, help people to write their own books. We've helped people mm-hmm. to obtain patents. We've helped people to, think about and start radio shows. We've helped people to restart newsletters. So there have been a number, of course, their own businesses. So there have been a number of things that we've been able to do through this organization. And
yeah.
I would charge and challenge people to, we always think about it, but take that first step and move on it. And we will open up a few chapters this year. One in March, we're going to have a launch for one in Columbia, which we've started on and off, but it's going to be on for a bit. And then we've got one starting in September for a Washington, D.C. chapter. So,
yep.
And hopefully we'll be moving by webcast and everything else for people who are calling in from other parts of the country and so forth. So please keep in touch with that. The second thing that we're responsible for is called Life-Giving Word. It's a nonprofit group that Lisa and I are involved in, and it was started by my mom actually in 1988 or 1989, and I always forget the precise year. But essentially, she was a Bible teacher, and she believed in helping people understand the Word of God, because sometimes when you read the Bible, it's can be very difficult to read. Well, Lisa has been instrumental in adding a second section to what we do. Other than teaching the Word of God, we also teach about motivational theory, and then we also really teach people how to, again, come into their own and learn how to live out their purpose. So
right.
We're calling for anyone who would like to market, because we want to build a multicultural center that will house a group for women, that will house a teaching facility of God's Word and motivational theory, that will house nursery and daycare, and then a sports arena. So there's so many things we want to do. However, in order to be successful, of course, we're going to need people to help give donations, whether it's monetary or in-kind donations. So
mm-hmm.
I would challenge anyone out there who's interested to give me a call. My number is 301-379-2709, or visit the website lifegivingword.org to leave us a message or a note and find out more about what that organization does. But we're looking for phone solicitors, or anyone out there who just want to share and give their time and talent to a nonprofit group.
And grant researchers.
And grant research, yes.
Right.
So we're looking for
grants. Give them that number again.
Yes, the telephone number is 301. That's my direct line, 301-379-2709. And I would love to be able to talk to some of you out there, especially some retirees or moms who are out there who are just kind of looking for something to do and help out. We would be very much appreciated. College students who want to have something cool on their resume, we will train you. So please do give us a call. It would be an exciting event.
And the beauty of that is that you can do that in the comfort of your own home. You know,
yes.
So if you have
yes.
a computer and you're laid off, or you're just looking for something to do, like you said, retired, give us a call,
mm-hmm.
and we're offering a good rate. We're offering 20%, commission to anything that you find that we get, you know, that, say, for example, you search for something for, you know, the nonprofit, and we get that grant or we get that donation, and we're offering 20% on that. So that's a nice little piece of change, you know, to help anybody supplement, you know, your income. So, you know, and plus the information will be up on our website very, very within the next week. So you can visit our websites and get that information. So very
exactly.
good. I know that was a lot to get through. Girl, we haven't done this in like a couple of weeks, you know. So
yeah,
we had a
yeah.
lot to share. But now we're going to get into tonight's topic. Our last live broadcast, we talked about how we've come full circle in our lives, whether it's by moving back to our childhood homes our jobs, etc., we shared our thoughts on how we believe there is a major shift that is occurring, and it's taking place in our own consciousness, actually. It's like we're in this time of spiritual awakening, and it's just happening at a rapid speed. So tonight we want to expound a bit more on that theory as we talk about tonight's topic, which is lean into it. We all fear something. Often that something is between who we are and where we are in life now and who we want to become and where we want to be. The fear is very real. There are, of course, risks, even if they aren't threatening to life or limb. Yet it is only when you are willing to lean into your fear so you can move through it to the other side that you will discover who you really can be. Sure, you may fail, but if you don't try, you may never discover what is possible for you or take a step closer to learn how to succeed. So there comes a time in our lives where we must come to a place of complete trust in the universal laws. We must get into the habit of looking deep within and trust what we find there. We have a built-in guidance system, a GPS, that when we seek instruction and direction, it will never, ever steer us wrong. We have to learn how to let go of the need to control everything, i.e. ego, and learn how to lean into the very essence of who we are and what we are, which are spiritual beings. So, Teresa, give me your thoughts on that.
Yeah, I think that was a very good synopsis of what we need to do. And as I pondered, what does lean into it mean? I felt it, for me, it's like faith moving forward, meaning taking your faith forward, stepping into it, really moving in it. And so that is one of the challenges that we all face, because as we, when we're young, we're, you know, we're exploring life, we're, you know, as kids, we're having fun, we're running, we're doing this and that. And then as we get older, we start to place a lot of cautions on ourselves, like, oh, I better not do that, or maybe I can't do that, and that kind of thing. But as you mentioned, and I love what you just said about the GPS system and listening to that internal system or that internal clock, or whatever you may call it. But when you follow that and really take a step of faith and lean into it, as you, as we are, we're talking about this evening, you'll find how much brighter and joyful your life will be.
Yeah, and then before we go any further, I do see that we have a couple of callers, and I do acknowledge you, and I will be pulling you into the conversation very shortly, so hang in there. Don't hang up. We're going to get to you very, very shortly. So, but, yes, it's very important to know, and, you know, it's easier said than done, because that's something that if a lot of people, I find, aren't even aware, you know, of what's going on internally. I mean, we are very complex creatures to begin with.
Yeah. Yeah.
We've got so much, you know, to deal with. And, we, you know, we have, and most of the times we are focusing on our physical man. You know, we're not focused, we don't focus on the spiritual side of ourselves, and we don't even understand what that means. Well, when you say the physical, the spiritual side of ourselves, what are you talking about? Well, I'm talking about the true essence of who we are. And the physical side of ourselves is the ego part of who we are. And, of course, they're always walking side by side. So you always, you will hear me say often, the one that succeeds or the one that gets the most done is the one we feed the most. You know, if you're feeding ego, then you're going to get ego results in your world, in your realm. But if you're feeding the spiritual side of yourself, you're going to go beyond the physical realm, and you're going to see so much more productive manifestation in your life than if you just concentrate on the reality of what you see, physically see. And you know what? And that ego right there, that physical part of ourselves, when we talk about the fear, it will have us deep. It will have us in fear constantly if we allow it to. There's so many things that go on in our lives on a daily basis, and sometimes the whole roof just caves right in on top of our heads. You know, it does. It literally just, it's like, it's almost like a big pile of snow. You know, remember when we had that big snow a couple of years ago and roofs were caving in all over the place because it couldn't handle the pressure? Well, that's what happens to us. Sometimes we can't, the pressure is so heavy that we buckle under it.
Yeah.
And we allow the fear to take over, and we don't see any way out of our situation. We just can't see.
Right.
But what are we supposed to do in those times? What do you think?
Yes, yes. And one of the things, I think what you said, which is so strong, is learning how to feed the spirit man and not the ego man.
Right.
And that
right.
when we start listening to the spirit, things get better for us each and every time.
Yeah. Yeah, because, and that's, you know, I talk to people all the time who just life, you know, life just has a way of continuing to happen to us, doesn't it? Sometimes it's good and sometimes it's not so good. But you know what I've learned in my walk and in my journey is that we can actually, we may not be able to control everything. It's impossible. But what we can control is how we respond to the things that happen around us, you know, and we have to just learn how to lean into our fears instead of running, trying to run away from it, because every time you run, the fear is going to continue to chase you.
Yeah.
So we have to start looking deep within ourselves to learn how to control us. We can't control life, but we can control
us. Related
us.
To that, which is excellent, Lisa, is that I think I read something this week that talked about the removing the noise. In other words, we're always listening to the radio, not to say that those things are bad, or the TV, or just chatter. But when was the last time, and I challenge out the audience, the listening audience, to think about, when was the last time you just sat by yourself and you didn't say anything, or you were in complete silence and quiet, just listening and just, you know, just being quiet.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
So I think that's one way to lean into it, is just taking the spiritual opportunities to be quiet and just really listen and just wait and just reflect. Reflect on whatever, you know, as you mentioned, Lisa, your spirit man has to say. But in order to hear it, we've got to be quiet.
Yes, exactly. And not only be quiet, but you have to trust that what you're hearing internally is the thing that we're supposed to do.
Yes,
you know, what
yes.
you're hearing on the inside. And let me tell you something. This is how you can discern the difference between the two.
Mm-hmm.
If in your quiet time, okay, so let's say right now somebody out there, you're going through this, you're having this completely chaotic episode in your life. It just looks like everywhere you turn, things are continuously falling apart. They're crashing down around you. You just don't see any way out of your situation. Okay, so now I think we've all may have experienced, you know, that sometime in our lifetime where we just felt like our back was completely against the wall, right?
Mm-hmm.
So at those times, what I find is if you just get to a place, into a quiet place, and if you sit still, and if you start to ask for a solution, if you ask the higher, the infinite wisdom, the higher power for a solution, how do I get, you know, what is the solution for this? How do I find my way out of this? And if you sit still, quiet, and listen, you will receive an answer. And if you start to hear this chatter going on, and if you're still afraid, and if you're still not feeling at peace with it, then that's not a spirit. Because the spirit doesn't work like that.
Yeah.
But if you start to listen and you start to feel a calmness coming over you, like you're feeling like at peace, you're not worrying anymore, you're not stressing, and you're feeling that stress lift up off of you, then you're listening to something else other than ego, and that's your spirit. That's the thing that's telling you, okay, you need to just breathe, calm down, everything will work out. It's going to be fine. Just listen. And but if you're hearing this chatter, well, you know what? I got to do this, and I did this, and this didn't work, and blah, 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 and blah, blah. If you're anxious, that's not spirit. So that's how you can tell if you're listening, if you're in the spirit, or if you're not in the spirit. So at this point, I want to bring in a caller
Okay.
It has the caller has an 80. Now the caller might just be sitting on a line, just listening to the conversation, but we're going to find out in a second with an 805 area code. 805 area code. I'm bringing you on now. You should hear a little beep in a second. And hello, you're on the air.
Hi. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you? And who are we speaking with?
My name is Donna. Hi.
Hi, Donna. How are you?
Good. Thanks. Yeah, what you say makes a lot of sense. I mean, and I practice that in my everyday life, and I spend a lot of time in silence, and I will just know in the silence when something's going right, because I'm very patient with it, and it's like my whole spirit will fill up in my heart area, and I feel just very content and happy, and then I know that, you know, my answer has come through. And
wow.
Exactly. It's almost like a feeling of almost integrity. It's something that, I don't know, I can't really pinpoint what it is, but it's like, it's just a knowing. It's like a knowing, that's a wonderful feeling, and that's something that nobody can ever take away from you, and that you have with your source, with your spirit, and, you know, with God, and...
excellent point. And you know what? For me, that feeling that you're talking about for me is euphoric.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
You know, it's a sense of just like, wow, because you're now releasing all of that anxiety, that angst that you had. And when that angst lifts off of us, it's like this feeling of euphoria comes over, because now you're truly trusting in something greater than yourself, that everything is really going to be all right.
Yes, yes. And I think that when it's happening even, when it happens to me, I'm not even thinking that way. It's just that, like you said, that euphoric feeling, and it just kind of takes over.
Yeah, it really does. And so how long, so do you meditate daily or,
I don't have the discipline daily, but, you know, I go in and out where I will do it daily for, like, you know, 45 minutes every day. I take long beach walks. I live in Santa Barbara, and I live near the ocean.
Wow.
And I take, like, hour and hour and a half beach walks.
Oh, my God. I'm coming over there with you. I want to take beach walks, too. Yeah, that's awesome. And, you know, that's very profound, because I love the ocean. And if anyone is fortunate enough to live near the ocean or just take a trip, like, every now and then, and like you said, Donna, or even just walking, you know, walking helps. You know, just take walks. And it allows you to get in touch and be silent and just get in touch with your inner self. So, Donna, thank you so much for calling in. And if you'd like, you can still hold on if you like to, you know, to listen or
I'm enjoying your show. This is the first time I've listened to it, and I'm enjoying it very much. Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you as well. We're going to take another caller in 1 second with a 410 area code. But that, Donna, that was awesome.
Yeah, and I love the fact that she said that she would, you know, she communes through nature and walks on the beach. And my favorite book, I know we always talk about him, is Deepak Chopra's book on the 7 spiritual laws of success. And one of the things that he recommends, just to get yourself in, leaning into it or getting yourself in spirit, is to commune with nature. And so that was very good to hear. What she was Donna able to offer in terms of how to get there.
Yeah, and one of my other mentors, Dr. Wayne Dyer, he says it all the time as well, and others, Teresa. Most of the books that we have read, they all really say the same thing. You know, sometimes you just got to walk away, walk away. You know, and get outside, get outdoors, you know, with nature and commune, because nature has a way of just making us feel better.
Yeah.
You know, I really
think
Donna
will call
it. You know
what it is, I think it's what you mentioned, is it allows us to get ego out of the way when we see the beauty of the trees, when we see the waves coming in and going out. You know, it allows us to focus on something other than ourselves, and it's the creative nature of God and what he just placed here for all of us to really partake in and being appreciative of it.
Exactly, exactly. And, you know, what I want to also share this with everyone, too. You know, of course, you know, I always say, yes, life will get in the way. Life is going to continue to happen as long as we're continuing to breathe. But we have to stop letting our circumstances or our hope for things to be different to rob us of our true presence. All we can do is be in the now. We can't be into tomorrow. I can't just transport myself into the next day or the day after that. And I can't transport myself into yesterday, even though yesterday was a great day. You know, my husband came home. He cooked a wonderful dinner. You know, I didn't have to cook. Woohoo!
Right.
But I can't go back to that moment. I can't go back to, you know, last week or last month or last year. So all we have, all we can truly say, even this minute, this very second, what time is it, 1:30 p.m. on January 28th, we have this moment, right? So we have to learn how to stop letting the things that haven't even happened yet in our future take control and rob us of this moment.
Yeah, and someone said, I think it may have been Wayne who said, it's the present is a gift.
Yeah, it really
it's a
is.
Gift to us. Yeah, yeah.
It really, really is. And we have, because see what happens is we try to control things. We try to control tomorrow. We try to control the next thing. Now you can plan. You know, the five C's: proper planning prevents poor performance. I believe in that. You know, yes.
Mm-hmm.
However, sometimes even in our best planning, things are still not going to maybe always go the way we think in our minds it's going to go. So, again, it's all, you know, it's getting quiet, being still, drawing inward, learning how to be at peace with self no matter what's going on around us. So when something doesn't go wrong that we've tried to control in our minds, then we're not freaking out. We're not tripping over it so much. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it might rock you. It might, you know, knock you to the side a little bit, you know, like the jabs when people are boxing, but you'll bounce back quicker.
Yes.
So I'm going to bring in our next caller who has a 410 area code. I think I may know who this person is. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, Lisa. Hello, Teresa. How are you both?
Hi. Oh, this must be Miss Karen. Nice to hear
your voice. Yes, this is Karen calling from California. I know my alarm went off today, and I said, what the heck? It's Saturday. And then I remembered you changed it just so I could call in. Thank you.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Yeah. You're welcome. So what's going on with you, Miss Karen?
Well, I'm really enjoying the show. I wish you guys would stop talking about me while I'm on the air listening, though.
We're talking about you?
No, this lean into consciousness. For the people that don't know me, I'm from Baltimore as well. And I used to be a rocket scientist, used to be chief engineer for information warfare, knowledge superiority. And I had a lot of stuff going on, right?
Yeah.
But then it's like Lee says, you got all this noise going on in your head, and things aren't going right, and you don't know why. And sometimes you just have to stop and listen about what's going on. So the last couple of weeks since I talked to you guys, major shifts in my life. You know, just realized that in life, we have to figure out our own definitions. I've been going under this definition that I was successful because people said I was successful, because I was smart, because I had certain things. And then when I lost those things, then when I stopped working, you know, when I stopped being out in the world, I felt like I didn't matter as much or that I was less than what I was.
Yeah.
The reality, and I know a lot of people feel this, the reality is I was making more contributions to the world by going out here every day helping people, talking to people, being a friend to people. So for me, it was a matter of, one, deciding who I want to be as a person, figuring out, you know, what does it mean to be successful? What does it mean to contribute to society? And I think Stephen Covey talked about this a lot when he talks about our roles as a person. And we have these roles, and I had forgotten about the female aspect of me.
Mm.
You know, those of us, I went to Poly, remember? when they first started letting in girls. So I've been in a male-centric environment and forgot that being a woman is a great thing.
Yes,
yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
I want to say that again so everybody listens to that. And that's not to say that being a man is bad. I love men. I love my husband, my son, my father. I love them all. But as a woman, we are different, and that doesn't mean bad. We have unique skills, and we need to stop silencing those skills.
Yes.
You know, I mean, so I appreciate all the support from, and I mean, I was one of those, when I hear support, it makes me feel uncomfortable, but it's okay to help someone. It's okay to love someone and help them that.
And you know what, Karen, go ahead, Karen. Go ahead, Teresa.
Yeah, I just want to share because, Karen, your testimony or what you're witnessing to is so powerful that it brought tears to my eyes. And that's because the journey that you've been on, that transformation journey, when the outward appearance, you know, you like you said, the ego had a certain status over here. But once you turned down the volume on the noise and really got in touch with who Karen really is and what it's all about, it comes down to, and Lisa and I always talk about this all the time, that love, just loving and caring enough about your brother or sister, the power of that. And as you were sharing your testimony, I could feel that spirit. I could feel that power. So I just want to thank you for sharing that.
Yes, I still love math. But then I realized that people really matter.
Yes.
Thank you. And Teresa, she's a math wizard, this woman right here. And this is for anybody out there who, you know, look, Karen, I'm going to put you out there. Anybody out there who needs help with, that's something you could do. You know, this woman is like, when I talk about numbers, okay, I feel like I'm in the first grade when I compare it to what she knows when it comes to numbers. So, Karen, maybe, you know, you might want to think about tutoring in that area or something, because this woman is phenomenal.
Okay, I forgot to mention why I left engineering.
Why did you leave engineering?
Because 5 years ago, I called my bank, and they really pissed me off, and I started suing them, and I said, look, if you guys can take advantage of someone like me, who is smarter than pretty much 90% of people on the planet, the average person doesn't stand a chance. So I started suing CMAC, and I started suing MERS, and I kicked MERS off of 10,000 mortgages in Maryland. Most people don't know that. And I fought them here in California, and I fought them in Ohio, and I beat them, and then Bank of America. And the judge just came back 2 days ago and told Bank of America, look, you guys screwed up. You have to pay her. And I'm suing you as a bank. And the judges told them 3 times, look, what you guys are doing is wrong. And I'm going after banks, GE money, and all of them because, you know, it's this love thing. I was assuming that everyone was doing the right thing. And that's why I wasn't paying attention. And it wasn't until I became a mother and I started looking at, you know, other mothers and hearing their struggles that I realized, wow, you know, it's a whole, we really were not doing the right thing for people.
Right. Yeah. And it is about people. And that, and I find that once we find what our true purpose is, and I think that we all go through what we go through for a reason. I mean, that's obvious. And sometimes it takes us to lose things, to lose those things that we think that are important, you know, in order for us to really come around full circle, like we talked about last week, Teresa, and to find our true purpose, you know, because sometimes it takes a lot to get us to that point. So, Karen, I wanna thank you again for listening in and calling in and sharing with us your testimony. It's very powerful. So, and we'll talk offline about some of this stuff later. But thank you for being a loyal listener.
Yes, Karen.
And now that I figured out how to program my phone, I have a reminder all the time, so I won't miss the show.
All right, sweetie. Well, thank you for calling in, and enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Okay, I'm enjoying the show too. Get back to work,
Katie.
Okay, thank you, Karen. Yeah. Oh, that was an awesome testimony she just gave.
Yeah, because again, that we go through. I mean, you know, there's so many different personalities, and everybody's journey is different. You know, but what I find is as we continue to grow and we get older, it's all about letting go and leaning into life. Leaning into sometimes, again, instead of running away from our fears, because that's what life is about a lot, is our fears. You know, we're fearing one thing or another. We're fearing we're not good enough in this. We're fearing that we're going to lose our job. We're fearing for our children. We're fearing that we're so it's always a fear about something. We're fearing moving forward. We're fearing leaving our comfort zone. So I think the more we, you know, I find that in my experiences, I have had, you know, quite a few things that have happened in my life. And I remember how it felt when I would try to control those things. You know, how we're trying to fight through it. You know, we're trying to, and in the midst of that, you do develop some anxiety and those kind of things, which, you know, you start to, it's not your true self. So what I've learned is now, you know, you have to learn how to, don't run from the fear, lean into it.
Yes, yes, yes. And as Donna mentioned, that once you have that quiet time, it's like so, it's just so peaceful. It just feels like you do have that kind of integrity, or just it just feels so good in your soul and in your spirit. And you'll come away from it all with a different perspective and a different mindset.
Yeah, you really do. But the leaning into, you know, we were talking, I think maybe last week or so, and I had come to a place in my life where it's like, you know what, this year, you know how everybody makes resolutions. Well, I don't believe in resolutions too much, because it's like, you know what, we're making a resolution every day of our life, right?
Yes,
so I just look at it as, okay, this particular year, I truly believe that this is the year for anyone out there who has been planting seeds, you know, who have been toiling the soil, who have been trying to move forward in any area of their life, okay? This is the year to reap that harvest.
Yes.
This is the year that the harvest is in. Your harvest is in.
Yes.
And when I felt that, when I, you know, I was meditating one day and I just felt so good and so strong about it, I'm like, you know what, this year, me personally, I'm going to start leaning even more so into life, you know, not trying to, you know, like overthink things. Or am I doing this right? Or am I doing enough? You know, because, you know, we've got a lot of things going on, and we are really trying to help more people with jobs and how to figure out how we can put money in people's pockets and inspire and motivate and empower everyone. Well, you know, this year, Teresa, all of the work that we've been doing, and this is for anybody who's out there who has been really, really working hard, this is the year to reap that harvest.
Yeah, the year of manifestation.
The year, and you know why? Because I truly believe that as long as you continue to move forward in whatever it is you're doing, you've got to hit something. It's like digging for oil. You know, you dig and you dig and you dig and you dig and you dig. Well, there may not, you may not hit anything here, you may not hit anything there, but if you stop digging, right? And then the next person comes along and picks up where you left off. The very first time they start to dig, an oil well springs up.
Yes.
Because we are so quick to give up.
Because
we are afraid. It's like, oh, my God, all this time I put into this. Now, sometimes on the other flip side of that, you may find that, you know, I've been doing this and doing this and doing this. And, you know, in your heart of hearts, you just don't believe that it's going to work. So then you've got to rethink things and do it again. But don't quit. Just don't quit. You've got to keep moving, and you will strike oil. You will.
Yeah, and I think that the point that you mentioned at the very beginning of the show is a critical one, is that that GPS system, whether we want to call it out, that inner knowing, that inner spirit, the Holy Spirit, we all give words to what that is. But that thing, that person, however we want to describe it, really helps us get closer. And I think as I'm reading now, I'm reading a number of books by Dr. Joseph Murphy and others where we really have to get outside of the material, physical, and into the spiritual, as you mentioned, Lisa, at the beginning of the program, and that the more we can think with mind, with the spirit man's mind, the more there's this consciousness out there that knows exactly the right place to dig for the oil, that knows the exact path, for example, Karen should take. So as long as we stay in tune to that, we will not, we will start to make more exact, and I know Karen can speak to this with math, is it, things will start to be more exacting. And so that is the thing that we really have to get in contact with, like Donna said, whether it's the source, whether it's God, whatever you call it, as long as we stay in contact, we will be, you will be able to use that to up your chances, so to speak, in terms of statistical accuracy at getting what it is that you want.
And you know, when we talk about that still small voice, that still small place, I wrote about that. I did a whole chapter on that, actually, in my book, A Destiny Waits, The Pouring Out of Wisdom for Humanity to Drink. And by the way, it's now available on our website for download. Of course, you have to purchase it. But if you want to purchase the book to download, you can go to mihgroup.org, mihgroup.org, and get that book. But that still small voice, it's undeniable. It's there. It's not going to yell at you. The ego yells at you.
Yes, yes. Or it has all the chatter and the talk over talking.
It's loud. And it yells at you. It yells at us all the time.
Yes.
That's why it's important to sit still, walk, be quiet. Do something where you're by yourself and you are listening to that still small voice, and it just, it never ever steers us wrong. We ignore it. And okay, here we go. And I think I said this in one of our other shows. You ever have, you ever say to yourself, daggone it, I should have listened to my instinct. Oh my God, why didn't I should have listened. And then you find out when you don't, you know, when you go against that, you get, then you get upset with yourself and beat yourself over the head because it told you what to do in the first place.
Yes, exactly.
You know, so that's what I'm talking about as far as leaning into it. And sometimes that leaning into it, that leaning into that, that spirit that's speaking to us, you know, it gets uncomfortable because it's something that we're not used to doing. It'll have us, if you're not used to walking in spirit and following that voice, you know what happens? We get afraid. That's when we get afraid, because you're afraid to step out there. It's more comfortable to listen to the chatter because you're used to hearing it.
Right, right. Because it's
when
coming
that
from
spirit
you.
Speaks to you and
your ego.
When the spirit speaks to you and says, okay, now, I want you to do this. I want you to go here, and I want you to do this, and blah, blah, blah. And you're like, what? Wait a minute. That don't make sense. I can't do that. Are you serious? You want me to do this? No, if you do this, and then it'll just, and you say, well, no, that ain't going to work. I ain't going to do that. And you then end up turning around doing what the ego is telling you to do, and then we fail every time.
Yes.
So we need to drop down into that still small place, cultivate bravery, develop an unconditional friendship with yourself, even when it feels too embarrassing, painful, or unpleasant, or even sometimes hateful. We've got to learn how to lean into that voice. And trust what it's saying. Proverbs 3:5 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. So to me, that means when we say trust in the Lord, trust in the great spirit, trust in the higher power, the higher being, whatever it is that you call that thing, trust in it with all of your heart. And lean not to your own understanding, and that own understanding piece right there is ego.
Yes, it is. Flesh ego, but it tries to be powerful.
Woo!
The spirit
and it
is all
if you
powerful.
Let it. It really
it'll beat
is
you down.
If
it'll
you
try
let
to
it.
Beat you down.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to see, and I said this last week, the last time we broadcast, if you want to see the doors open in your life, you must detach yourself from what the ego says, and you allow yourself to live from this divine space called spirit.
Yes, 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 yes.
I mean, and it is what it is. You can either take that or not.
Yes.
But if you find yourself in a place of just being sick and tired of being sick and tired and you're trying to figure this thing out, I know it's helped me. And that's
yes.
all I can speak to is how these things have helped me to move forward in my life. You know,
yes.
because I'm a very strong-willed person, if you haven't heard, if you haven't discerned that already. You know, but one of the things I have been determined about is to try to make my life, how can this be better? It's got to be better.
Yes, yes.
Because all this other stuff that's going on out here, I'm like, no, there's something more to it than this.
Right.
It's
got
to be.
I think when you're saying you're trying, the other key is that I always find that we always want to change people. We want to change our
right.
husbands. We want to change
right.
our coworkers. We want to change everybody. But we really, the change really begins with us and our ability to lean into it or
That's
to move
right.
forward in faith, is that the work all is with us. So
right.
every time somebody irritates you to no degree, you've got to
yes.
look at yourself and say, why does this person bother me? What is it about? And 9 times out of 10, that person has some of the traits of
yep.
you that aren't the best.
Right, that,
that
you don't like about
you
yourself
react.
And you're not honest
yes.
about it. Yeah.
Yes, yes.
You're
yes.
absolutely right. And so, yeah, that's another good point, Teresa. We have to stop pointing fingers.
Yes.
Because my late pastor used to always say, when you're pointing a finger, like you hold up your hand and you're pointing, it's like
mm-hmm.
a gun. You got one
mm-hmm.
finger pointing out, and that thumb, where's that thumb pointing? Right back at you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So we have to stop looking around at everybody else. It's this person's fault. It's that person's fault. No.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You are the one that you need to focus on.
Yes, yes.
You are the one that you know, that you have to live with 24/7. It's not everybody else.
Yeah.
And when
yeah,
I guarantee
yeah.
you, and this is the truth, if you focus on you and get you right, guess
yeah.
what's going to happen?
All the
everything
other
else around you is going to fall right
fall
in place.
Place.
Yep.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
So if you've
You're
got a lot of chaos
right.
in your life, you know, my friends out there who are listening, and things just don't seem to be going right for you, and you can't understand why, really, I encourage you, take the time. Just take the time,
mm-hmm.
you know, to be still. You know, lean more into that spiritual side of yourself. If you get to know
mm-hmm.
that self, you will find that your whole new world is going to open up for you.
Yes, yes.
You know,
exactly.
So we've come down to that part of the show, and time just continues to go so fast. But I will leave you with this, and I read an excerpt from a book written by David Deida, D-E-I-D-A, and it's called The Way of the Superior Man, and I thought this was so appropriate for the ending of the show. Once you are honest with yourself about your real edge, it is best to lean just beyond it. Very few people have the guts for this practice. Most people either settle for the easy path or self-aggrandize themselves by taking the extreme hard path. Your insecurity may cause you to doubt yourself, and so you take the easy way, not even approaching your real edge or your real gift. Alternatively, your insecurity may lead you to push, 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 seeking to become victorious over your own sense of lack. Both approaches avoid your actual condition in the moment, which is often fear. If you are stressfully avoiding your fear, you cannot relax. Now get this, you cannot relax into the fearless. Your fear is the sharpest definition of yourself. You should know it. You should feel it. Virtually constantly, fear needs to become your friend so you are no longer uncomfortable with it. Now, doesn't that make sense? Rather, primary fear shows you that you are at your edge. Staying with the fear, staying at your edge, allows real transformation to occur. Neither lazy nor aggressive, playing your edge allows you to perceive the moment with the least amount of distortion. You are willing to be with what is rather than trying to escape it by pulling back from it or trying to escape it by pushing beyond into some future goal. So fear of fear may lead you to hang back, living a lesser life than you are capable. Fear of fear may lead you to push ahead, living a false life, off center, tense, and missing the moment. But the capacity to feel this moment, which is living in the now, including your fear, without trying to run from it or escape it, creates a state of alive and humble spontaneity. It frees you up to be spontaneous. You are ready for the unknown as it unfolds, since you are not being pulled back or pushed forward from the horizon of the moment. So you are hanging right over the edge. By leaning just beyond your fear, you challenge your limits compassionately without trying to escape the feeling of fear itself. And I need people to understand that, because I'm talking about fear, because fear is very real. It's real for all of us.
Yes.
So you step beyond the solid ground of security with an open heart. You stand in the space of unknowingness, raw and awake. Here the gravity of deep being will attend you to the only place where fear is obsolete, the internal free fall of home. When you come to fully understand that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, then you can truly own your fear and lean just beyond it, and in every aspect of your life. Lean into it, starting now. So what do you want enough to be willing to lean into your fear, to feel the fear and act in spite of it? Give yourself a reason to expand your limits. Want something bad enough, and you will find the courage to challenge your mind in favor of who you can become. So what do you think about that, Ms. Teresa Hamilton?
Oh, wow, that's awesome. That is so, I mean, that's excellent. And that's That is embracing fear and not allowing it to overpower you.
Yes.
So that you can just step out on your own and move forward. And I love the part about spontaneity, because when you do step out into what we call or lean into the unknown, or what you think you don't know what's going to happen, your life becomes so much richer.
Yes, it does. So we just have to, people, we just have to learn how to lean, trust. And that leaning, to me, instead of saying leaning, trust.
Yes.
Trust. Lean into life more and trust what you're hearing deep within your spirit.
Yes.
So that concludes our show for this evening. I want to thank everyone for tuning in. I want to thank our callers for calling in and listening in. Thank you, Donna, and thank you, Karen. We really appreciate you. Shout out to my family, who are always loving and supporting me, and also to my friends and Facebook family for listening in. Once again, a big thank you, Teresa, for coming on and sharing your wisdom with us. For knowledge is power, and when we know better, we do better. Also, don't forget to stop by my website, yourdestinyawaits.net, to get some extra motivation and inspiration. And like us on Facebook at facebook.com/A Date with Destiny 101. We will be back live on Monday, February 4th at 6:30 Eastern Time, Standard Time, with our special guest, Mr. Emmett Burns Jr., who's a certified fitness trainer, where we will be talking about health and wellness, a lifestyle change. Your mission, if you choose to accept it, is take the necessary time to do a true self-evaluation. Seek God and learn how to love yourself first, because after all, you owe it to yourself to know yourself. Once again, I'm Lisa M. Saunders, and thank you for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio's A Date with Destiny. Peace and abundant blessings, everyone.